Welcome to Small Biz Tips with My Connections with your host, Jules Bear Abraham, where he invites successful six-figure or seven-figure entrepreneurs on the show to share their journey, their failure, their lessons and tips that can help and inspire up-and-coming entrepreneurs.
This episode is brought to you by the LinkedIn Online Accelerator Bundle. If you are on LinkedIn and you know your clients are on there, you've been trying so hard connecting with them, posting, and it has not been working, this program is for you. This is an online course that will teach you step by step on how to make LinkedIn work for you, where you can turn your connections into actual clients. If you're looking to grow your business from five figures to multiple six figures, take advantage of the LinkedIn Accelerator Bundle. Go to abrahamglobal.com/fire, F-I-R-E, abrahamglobal.com/fire, F-I-R-E, to take advantage of this special offer just for our listeners.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Small Biz Tips. I'm here with my good friend, Al. How are you today?
I'm doing well. It's a little rainy here in New Jersey, but other than that, things are good.
Good. Well, I have a beautiful, sunny, blue sky weather over here in Atlanta.
All right.
You know, it's still a good day, right? So yeah. I think it's, I know your partner, Eric, for a few years now. He's an amazing guy. And I wanted to kind of chat with both of you guys because you guys have done something amazing in New Jersey with your agency. So with that said, tell us more. Tell us more about you. Tell us more about the company.
Sure. So Mint Advertising, the company that Eric and I co-founded, you know, about 19 years ago, is a kind of a full service boutique creative advertising agency. We don't necessarily, a lot of people ask, like, what do you specialize in? You know, like, are we a healthcare agency or are we a financial services agency? And to be honest with you, even from the beginning, that was never our vision or intent because I actually worked in financial services marketing for a long time. And the thing is, if you're a financial services creative, which I am, I'm a copywriter by trade, basically any job that comes up that people reproach you about is financial services. So, I mean, I know that works for some people, but for me and also for Eric, I think variety is the spice of life. And you know, so we do a little bit of everything. So we have some national level clients like Domino's Pizza. We also have some more local clients. We have a large remodeling company that's based in New Jersey called Bellari. We have some B2B clients, like business to business clients, in addition to B2C. And I think just having that whole mix of clients really keeps things fresh for all of us at the agency. You know, it's just a thing that we all look forward to.
I mean, you guys been doing this for 19 years. I don't know a lot of agencies that's been around for 19 years.
Well,
so that's pretty amazing.
That's kind of you. I'll say this. I actually never thought that I would own my own advertising agency.
Oh, wow.
So I thought I would be basically the head creative director of Ogilvy and Mather or one, you know, some big agency, because that's actually where Eric and I met. Eric and I met working for a very large agency in New York. And then kind of around the time when I started having children, I'm like, I don't know if this New York thing's right for me.
The commute.
So I got out of the city and my wife and I moved to New Jersey and I worked for another agency for a while. And Eric, you know, again, like I said, we worked at this really, really large agency in Manhattan. And one of the clients we worked on was Mercedes-Benz. And he wanted to ask me a question about a project we had worked on. And it was right around the time of like part of the dot-com boom and like everyone was starting new agencies. Like they didn't have a business plan or clients. They were just starting agencies. So I said this to Eric, he called, he goes, "Hey Al, it's Eric Schoenfeld." You know, and I literally, the first thing in my mouth is, what, do you want to start an agency? And he said, that's not why I'm calling you, but it's not a bad idea. And that's how it all started. And here we are, you know,
wow.
20 years later, and still in business. So
that's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. So I got a couple questions here for you, right?
Sure.
Because like any businesses, there's peaks and valleys. You know, and being in business for that long, 19, 20 years is a long time. You start seeing different patterns. What would you say has been some of your challenges, you know, that you guys have learned from throughout that time period?
You know, it is interesting. There are definitely ups and downs to entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. I want to say one thing that is going to be applicable to a lot of people, not everybody, but I think having a business partner is really, really important, because sometimes you have an idea and you just really need to bounce it off someone that you can trust, yeah. right? And someone that you can trust. And even if you're a solo entrepreneur, I would definitely say have someone, a mentor or a sounding board out there,
yeah.
that it's just someone that you can kind of be very transparent with and say, I'm thinking about doing this. What do you think? What are the pros and cons? And I think that's really helped. And I think, you know, for Eric and I, he comes from the account service strategy side of the business,
yeah.
and I come from the creative side of the business. So we're very complementary in that way. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, again, I know that there are going to be some solo entrepreneurs hearing this. And I say to them, you know, just try to have, even if you're on your own, try to have a resource or resources that you really yeah. trust and can have a sounding board for. What else in ups and downs? You know, I think, and this is actually really interesting, something that kind of fixed itself over the years. So most kids, a lot of kids out of college who want to be in marketing, right? They all want to, they want to be in a city because they want to live that kind of, you know,
yeah,
work hard,
New York
work,
City life.
Right. That work hard, play hard, you know, like, you know, work until 7, go out for drinks, come back and finish, you know, whatever you had to do, you know,
yeah.
because we're all in it together. I did that. And so I think one thing, you know, that's fair to say is that for a little bit of time, it's tough to get young, not just young, but kind of entry level people to be interested in going to a regional, not in a city agency.
Yeah.
But as I said, when I started telling this story, it's kind of corrected itself because thanks to COVID conditions, right? Like we actually transitioned to a virtual setup in March 2020, but now we're in a bit of a hybrid setup.
Mm.
I just came from a meeting at the agency today, like an all agency meeting at the office today, just to talk about a few things. But because of that hybrid setup and you know, kind of the work from home that has become so much more commonplace, it's just kind of allowed us to attract who we need, you know what I'm saying?
Like it doesn't, talent.
But exactly. That talent is talent is talent, right? And whether you're on a Zoom like this or you're working in Slack or you know, you're in person, it's still work. And so that's definitely something I think, again, I don't know if that we solved it. It kind of got solved for us by the conditions of the world. But yeah, so
that's
those are
awesome.
a couple of the things.
Good. So now I guess my next thing here is, you know, as business owners, as agency owners, you know, working with brands like Domino's and many others, one, how did you guys be able to acquire these type of brands as clients? Was it relationship based? Was it like lead gen, cold calls? What happened, you know, in that space?
You know, I think that's a great question. And the answer, it might not be totally satisfying because it's kind of all of that, right? It's
gotcha.
A little bit of everything. And I can speak to Domino's because I think that's a good story and a good lesson for people that our relationship with Domino's started out because somebody who Eric and I both work with in New York moved to Domino's, and there was a project that they needed done that their main agency at the time wasn't getting to.
Mm.
And he's like, hey, you know, those guys, I heard they started their own agency. I had respect for them back in the day. Let me give them a call. And that was like, I don't know, 11 years ago. You know
what
I mean? So like, my point about that is and you hear this all the time, and it sounds it sounds trite, but don't burn bridges, right? It's kind of like, and keep that network up, because you never know. You never know when that person who maybe worked for you is now at in a place to hire you. Do you know what I'm saying? So I think that would be, in terms of trying to get business, you know, don't burn bridges and keep connected to the network. And obviously it's so much easier in this day and age with LinkedIn and other social channels just to stay connected. The other thing, you know, some of it is prospecting. And I think that the main thing with prospecting that's important is to kind of know what you're good at and try to connect with companies that, you know, respect that and want that and need that, right? Because otherwise you're kind of just trying to be everything to everybody. That doesn't work, right? Unless you're this massive agency with a lot of money to spend trying to market all this place. So, you know, we've kind of narrowed it down to some things that we think we're good at, that we offer, that are different in especially in the New Jersey and the more regional marketplace. And that's what we try to focus on and try to sell into various clients, big and small. So
that's awesome. Now, speaking of clients, you know, what have you seen as been some of the big wins? I mean, some of you guys, you have clients for 5 years, 7 years, 10 years. That's a long retention time period, right? Not a lot of companies can say that. You know, what have been some of the wins that kind of allow these clients to stick around?
You know what's interesting? It's funny. That was a topic of our conversation in our all agency meeting today. Mm. One interesting thing is that you're right. We have retained clients, some of them for 8, 9, 10 years. Domino's, like, I think 10 years now at least. But one interesting thing is that sometimes clients go dormant for a little bit. Mm. But we were just talking about today, like, I don't know, I think we've had like 5 clients like that have, you know, gone dormant and then come back, right?
Wow.
And so, like, I think, you know, talking about the wins, I think it's because, like, our friend who, you know, our former coworker who got us into Domino's many years ago, they remembered that we put out a good product and we were easy to work with. We were nimble, you know, like, you know, nimble is a word that we use a lot at Mint. And that has to do with maybe not having as many layers as like a big New York shop or a big city shop. And so, you know, a client is getting, you know, Eric's experience, like, you know, 30 years of experience in marketing directly, as opposed to having to work with a junior who might have 2 years of experience, right? So we work, you know, very nimble, very lean, very flat report system. And we like that. And you know, we actually say this and live it, that a good idea can come from anywhere, right? Just because I'm a creative, that's my title, you know, Chief Creative Officer, doesn't mean that I have some monopoly on good ideas, you know? So what else in terms of retention? I think that, you know, as I said earlier, sometimes people go dormant for a while because we've satisfied, you know, all their creative needs for a time, and they can run with what we've created them for a while. But I think people do remember, you know, some iconic things that we've done over the years. Like for this one natural meat and cheese company, Applegate, which is headquartered in New Jersey. I don't know if you're familiar with the brand, but they're a pretty big natural meat and cheese and hot dog brand. They came to us, I don't know how many years ago it was, with this small project, but in that project, we wrote this line and it was called the Cleaner Wiener. because if you look at the hot dogs, it doesn't have any like preserve, you know, it doesn't have all these different mystery meat ingredients. So we came up with that line, and literally we know someone who was at that company who went to another company, called us up and said, I'm at this new company. I need a cleaner wiener. You know, this company needs the cleaner wiener. And I think we gave it to them, you know? But again, I think it's like having a good impact in terms of creative that people remember, you know, like people like, oh yeah, those guys are smart. You know, I should call them.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wow. That's a big gem right there, because you think about it, you were able to retain those clients because of the type of work that you do and the value that you bring to the table by being nimble, by taking care of them. So they're not getting all this different hierarchies. So they had that boutique feeling, but still get that big grand service that they're looking for. That's fantastic, man. I'm thinking, so I guess one thing for especially small business owners, like guys that are just starting out their agencies, right? What would you say is that one tip that you would give to them to kind of really help them, you know, last as long as you guys did or beyond, or become as successful as you guys have?
So, you know, I gave that one tip in the beginning, which I think is like having a business partner or a sounding board, right? Because sometimes, especially when you're solo, it's like, oh, is this idea any good? But really the thing I want to leave with, you know, your listeners is that it's a kind of twofold thing. It's to take risk with your ideas, but be conservative with your money, if that makes any sense. Like, there's being risky with your money, but that's kind of dumb, especially if you're starting out, right? Because you don't have a lot, right? But I find, not only for Mint, but for our clients, right? It's the clients who take something like the cleaner wiener, which is kind of out there, right? I mean, it's not, it's a little funny, you know, it's a little makes you
kind of
like,
it's really catchy.
But it was a risk, right? But the client just embraced it. And now it's kind of the whole slogan for their hot dog line, right? Like, it wasn't just this one small project. It became a bigger thing. So I think that, to me, you know, is probably what I'd want people to think about, right? It's to take risks with your ideas, but to be very conservative with your money, right? Yeah. And don't be scared of things that like, oh, I don't know if it's too out there, because you know what, that it's the out there stuff that gets you noticed.
Yeah.
And I think most people are like, oh, I don't know if that could fail, but you know what, just what's the worst that could happen? You know, you're going to have more ideas, just kind of keep going, you know?
I like that. So, take risks with your idea, be conservative with your money.
Yeah, especially for startup people. And again, I think that's why it's nice, you know, Eric, I saw it to his credit, is very good in terms of managing the agency's finances and has been this whole time, 20 years. You know, so it's nice to have someone who's that side where, you know, someone like me who's a little bit like crazy ideas, but, you know. But again,
yeah, like, it's a good mix. You got the ideas, and he has the whole other part of it to keep you guys balanced.
Well, so it's worked so far.
If for business owners who may need some help with some type of marketing work, how do they get in contact with you guys? What's a good way to reach out?
LinkedIn is fine, or you know, our website, which is mintadvertising.com. We actually updated it in the last year or so during COVID. We just took the chance so they can kind of see some of our work. But you know, a phone call is also fine too. We really like just, oh, my phone rang today. And
old school.
Yeah, exactly. And they can get all that stuff on our website. So I don't have to say it right now.
Good, good. Well, guys, you heard it from here, Al from Mint Advertising. Definitely check these guys out. They're amazing at what they do. Thank you again for jumping on, Al. This was fantastic.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having us.
This episode is brought to you by the LinkedIn Online Accelerator Bundle. If you are on LinkedIn and you know your clients are on there, you've been trying so hard connecting with them, posting, and it has not been working, this program is for you. This is an online course that will teach you step by step on how to make LinkedIn work for you, where you can turn your connections into actual clients. If you're looking to grow your business from five figures to multiple six figures, take advantage of the LinkedIn Accelerator Bundle. Go to abrahamglobal.com/fire, F-I-R-E, abrahamglobal.com/fire, F-I-R-E, to take advantage of this special offer just for our listeners.
Thanks for listening to Small Biz Tips. For more, subscribe to our YouTube channel and connect on LinkedIn and Instagram at Jeff Abe Online. And check out our website at www.abrahamglobal.com.